Over 24,000 exhibitors from China and abroad are taking part in this edition of the fair, which is the 120th since it was first launched in the spring of 1957. Kimo is a buyer from Saudi Arabia. He said the product quality he has seen at the Canton Fair through the years has been on a steady rise.
Year after year, the quality is better from the before, and also sophistication, and also made more advantage in the goods from Chinese.
The Canton Fair, like most other international business expos in China now, is being used to promote the Chinese government's Belt and Road Initiative. Organizers of this edition say they are seeing more buyers and exhibitors from countries along the route. Xu Bing is the Deputy Director General of the China Foreign Trade Center.
The fair can help companies build a broader base, as well as more thorough and internationalized marketing networks, as well as sample more advanced technologies, equipment, and products suitable for China's market demand from countries along the Belt and Road Road, as well as from more economically advanced countries and regions. We want to turn the Canton Fair into a more internationalized and open international trading platform.
Beyond buying and selling, a total of 23 different meetings and forums will be held at this edition of the event. They're going to focus on a number of areas, including China's national policies, as well as hot topics in areas such as marketing and brand promotion. The fair held every spring and fall in the city of Guangzhou is the largest trade fair in China. Since being launched nearly 60 years ago, the Canton Fair has generated trade worth around $1.2 trillion. Over 7.6 million overseas buyers have attended the event. For CRI, this is Li Zhenhua.